Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 193 for Monday, December 21st. I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were higher Monday morning, seeing some follow-through buying interest after Friday's bounce off nearby lows. Canola was up by $1 to $4, the March contract up $3.70 at $488.10 per ton. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil contributed to the early strength in canola. Ongoing weakness in the Canadian dollar, which backed away from an early attempt at moving higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, remained supportive as well. However, technical resistance was holding to the upside that limited the advances. Losses in crude oil, expectations for increased export competition out of South America, and Canada's large supply situation all tempered the gains as well. In addition, activity is expected to turn thin and choppy this week as many participants move to the sidelines ahead of the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were narrowly mixed as end-of-the-year positioning was a feature. Soybeans were up a penny to down 2 cents, the March contract down 2 at $8.90 per bushel. Soybean crops in Brazil's key soybean-growing state of Mato Grosso are reported to be up to 40% bad to very bad. That was supportive. Fields in the southern half of Brazil are dealing with excessive moisture, while in the north it's been too dry. Speculative short covering and positioning ahead of the new year was also a bit supportive for beans, but resistance held to the upside and the market backed away from its earlier gains. In corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the March contract down 1 at $3.73 per bushel. The Brazilian weather worries were also supportive for corn, but the prospects of increased exports out of nearby Argentina kept the corn market under pressure. Losses in crude oil were also bearish for corn, given the likelihood of declining demand for ethanol. For wheat, prices are holding within 1 cent of unchanged, the March contract in Chicago up a quarter cent at $4.87 per bushel. Year-end short covering was the primary supportive influence in wheat, with poor export demand for the U.S. crop limiting any upside potential. Reports of improving conditions for Ukraine's winter wheat crop and talk that Russia may be lifting its export taxes also put some pressure on values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, December 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrant-Workington.